Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. And our next public hearing is conditional use number 2422 Garden Estates LLC. Not LLC, Incorporated, excuse me.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to modify conditional use number 1094, which is ordinance 998, to allow for the addition of two warehouses in addition to the retail sale of wholesale nursery products, farm products, fertilizers, pots, garden equipment, et cetera, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Hundred, Sussex County, containing 5.01 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Seashore Highway, which is Route 18, approximately 0.83 mile northwest of the State Forest Road, which is Sussex County Route 579. The 911 address is 13418 Seashore Highway, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 231, MAP 6, parcel 24.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes a copy of the previous conditional use, which is 1094, dated November 17th, 1994. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the applicant's proposed findings and the applicant's proposed findings of fact and the proposed conditions of approval. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant Garden Estates Incorporated, who's applied for an ordinance to amend an existing conditional use of land, specifically conditional use number 1094, ordinance number 998, in an AR1 district for purposes of adding two 9,000 square foot warehouses on property located at 13418 Seashore Highway, Georgetown, Delaware, and containing approximately 5 acres of land. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application are Tom Schreier, registered landscape architect and vice president of Hillcrest Associates Incorporated, and Andrew Hossie of Garden States Incorporated. We've also submitted exhibit booklets for your review and consideration, which included various documents in support of our application. Just to provide some background as to this application, as Mr. Whitehouse stated, this property did receive a conditional use in December of 1994, and that was for retail sale and wholesale of nursery products, farm products, fertilizers, pots, gardening equipment, et cetera. That conditional use approval was subject to 6 conditions, those conditions being the site plan had to be, the site plan was subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. All appropriate agency approvals and/or permits shall be submitted with the final site plan. All buildings shall be set back a minimum of 150 feet from the front property line, as indicated on the site plan submitted with the application. No parking shall be permitted within 40 feet of the right-of-way of Route 18, and one sign not exceeding 32 square feet on both sides may be permitted. And items for sale shall be limited to nursery stock, produce, and farm products, fertilizer, pots, and related gardening and landscaping equipment and items. The property is currently utilized by the applicant's tenant, Plant Retrievers, for those purposes that are permitted under the existing conditional use. There is currently a one-story building located on the property, which is surrounded by a large gravel lot used for a display of items and materials to be sold. The amendment to the existing conditional use to allow for the warehouse use would enable the existing tenant, as well as the applicant, to expand operations to meet the needs of the expanding population in the county and to provide storage space for the tenant or third parties, such as contractors, to store equipment and materials on site. At this point in time, I would like to introduce Tom Schreier to present the amended conditional use site plan.
Good evening, Tom Schreier, Hillcrest Associates. We have a pretty simple one here. As you'll note, the majority of the site is covered with asphalt, and we are proposing two 9,000 square foot warehouses in the rear of the property, which will fit within some of the existing circulation patterns that the patrons of the property utilize. The buildings are within the required setbacks associated with the underlying zoning district, are providing a 24-foot drive aisle between them, along with 18 feet of parking space in front of each building. are proposing gravel driveways, no asphalt, and again, covering over top of existing impervious areas.
They look like they're like 60 by 150.
That is correct.
And how tall?
Single story. Most likely, the interior will be about 14 feet tall.
Thanks.
The proposed warehouse use of the property is a permitted conditional use under the zoning code and is consistent with the purposes and goals of the comprehensive land use plan. The property is located in the AR1 zoning district. The adjoining parcels to the north, south, east, and west are also zoned AR1. The purpose of the AR1 zoning district is to provide for a full range of agricultural activities and to protect agricultural lands as one of the county's most valuable natural resources. Conditional uses allowed within the AR1 district include, among other uses, agricultural-related industries, as well as residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purposes of the chapter are more fully met by issuing the conditional use permit. Thus, the proposed use is a permitted conditional use under the code. Including the existing conditional use, there are 8 conditional uses that have been approved within a 1-mile radius of the property. The 2018 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan Update Future Land Use Map indicates that the property has a land use designation of low density. The adjoining parcels to the north, south, east, and west also have the same designation of low density. The low density area is a rural area where the county envisions a predominantly rural landscape where farming coexists with appropriate residential uses and permanently preserved property. As set forth in the comprehensive plan, the primary uses envisioned in the low-density areas include agricultural-related activities, residential uses. It states, although business development should be confined to businesses that address the needs of agricultural or residential uses, the comprehensive plan provides that industrial and agribusiness uses that support or depend on agriculture should be permitted, and the focus of retail and office uses in low-density areas should be providing convenience goods and services to nearby residents. The current use and the proposed warehouse use are for agricultural-related activities that service residents and businesses nearby and throughout the county, and therefore it's appropriate and compatible with the goals and the directions of the low-density area. The proposed warehouse use will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The buildings will be located at the rear of the property, as you can see, and there's an existing pretty mature buffer there of trees. The use is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties and uses in the area. It will have no significant impact on traffic. DelDOT said that it was negligible. They did not require that or recommend that a traffic impact study be performed for the proposed use. For the reasons presented, the proposed amendment to the existing conditional use is appropriate under the comprehensive plan and the zoning code as it is consistent with the surrounding land uses and zoning and promotes the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, and prosperity and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of the county. And for those reasons, we respectfully request that the commission recommend approval of the proposed amendment to the existing conditional use with the existing conditions, so those 6 conditions. We thank you for your consideration of our request, and of course, are happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, we thank you. We'll see if we have any questions. We'll start with Mr. Butler.
I have a couple questions. Jamie, if you could go back to the aerial and just zoom out a little bit. Actually, I've got 2. So if you could zoom out a little bit more. So it's not showing on there, but I believe it's George and Lynch that has a dirt pit in there now, and then there's the Fat Daddies and everything across the street.
It's Melvin's pit.
No, it's the Melvin's. Yeah, Melvin's dirt pit. With the storage of fertilizer, can we leave enough room so fire apparatus can get back there to the back? Or whoever wants to answer that question?
We'll have to do that anyway.
Yeah, I think there's enough room between the buildings along with the gravel drive aisles that we're providing for fire apparatuses to get to the rear.
You have to submit the fire marshal.
It would have to go through fire marshal.
Yeah, I didn't see it in here.
don't think it has been yet.
Yeah, so.
But it's a good point. It's a good point. But
with that storage and fertilizer, I mean, you're going to have to get so the logistics of the fire company, you're going to have to get, so it's so far back, you're going to have to get a truck in, lay 5-inch, and you're going to have to get a truck to be able to turn around to come back out because you'll be water shuttling. So if we could leave those, I have really no issues as long as, you know, we could get some room for that. Maybe somebody else has some concerns, but that's mine.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Collins?
No questions for me.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Just clarification. So I thought you mentioned that you're going to have outside people using the storage facilities also, right?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Andrew Hossie, Secretary and Treasurer of Barton Estates, yes.
Okay.
Mostly they're going to be the current customers of the company, plant retrievers who is there now, who will store their equipment there overnight, probably loading their trailers with their appropriate stock.
That's kind of what my concern was,
yeah,
to protect the people that are there and you.
Yeah.
Because if you had other people that are using this facility's storage and they go in at midnight and nobody's there and they come.
Well, trust me, Plant Retrievers has voiced that concern, and we may have to do some type of security,
right,
fence around it to keep,
okay,
that
you're
stock
on it
safe.
Yep, that's, yeah, all I had. Thank,
yep,
you.
One more question for the record. There won't be any office space in the warehouses for the contractors and storage. It's just flat out storage. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Whitehouse.
No, for me, thanks.
Yeah? Counselor?
Just, this is also going to sort of sound like the one we had on the Nanticoke Indian one. I guess, really, just trying to simplify it, all that's being requested almost is just an amendment to condition number 6 to allow warehousing, because condition 6 said this is all stuff you can do, and it didn't include warehousing.
Correct.
Am I kind of looking at that straight? Okay. All right.
Good.
Thanks.
All right, we'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest, yeah, in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 2422 Garden Estates Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2422? Anyone on the commission have any questions, comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.